Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here you go.
Hello.
You should be on live now.
Hello.
I got to have that. That's got to be on. Speaker, yeah.
But how do you talk on here?
Just talk.
All right. Let's hit the start chat. Does that do you do that? Or is that just chat? Oh, that's something else.
How you get that off?
Hit the red box. Okay,
okay.
So this should be on. You're on live now.
Okay. So we on live now, Ms.
Don't you hear it?
No.
How do you know you're talking to it?
Because you used to be on that, be on the radio. I mean, on the thing.
You can hear yourself on here.
Yeah. So,
I don't know how this works.
We'd like to just thank you for calling the Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. And we're doing a live talk, real talk, too. Because I think we had some unfinished issues last week. So we felt that we'd just lay up here and just leave it to the viewers again to express themselves and let us know how they're feeling. So, again, our number is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. And that's Blog Talk Mad Dog, Mad Dad Radio. And we're just talking about the topics that are affecting the community today. So anybody who have any type of concerns that they'd like to live in, share with us. We'd like to hear from you. You know? We'd like to hear from you. So, we're asking you to call. We're on live today. Again, it's Blog Talk Radio. 347-215-9262. And we're inviting you every Tuesday. Come out to our women and men's support group, and that's at 3026 4th Avenue South. And it's a nightly group that we always sit around and we talk and we discuss the different topics that's concerning us today in our community. And we help with family issues. We have parenting classes. We have anger management classes. We have all the things that you need to live here and put your life back together, put your family back together. And we have another group, a parenting group, on Thursdays at 4 o'clock. I mean at 5, from 5 to 7 again, at the same location. You know, that's 3023 4th Avenue South. And we'd love for you to come out and join us. So today we have a special guest, Mr. Lucas. And Mr. Lucas is sitting with us today, and he's giving us his concern because he has his concerns about the things that's happening off in his community, and he would like to voice them. So he came to the show today to let him voice his opinions about what's happening out there that's affecting him. So how you doing, Mr. Lucas?
I'm doing good today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man.
All right, well, before I... speak about the issues going on in our community. I just wanted to speak a little bit about the men and women support group meeting that we have on Tuesday evenings. One thing about that support group, I attend that support group myself, and I attended the parenting class, the parenting program, and I graduated the parenting program. It's just an opportunity for people in the community to get together and talk about some issues happening out on our streets and in our homes, you know, and we need more people to come, you know. It's a positive group, and we need people to support our communities out here, you know. There's a lot of people that, you know, they're out doing their own thing, you know, especially these young kids nowadays, and, you know, when we want to get together on some negative stuff, we so apt to do that. But when we want to come together on some positive stuff, it's hard for people to come on out. And to me, that seems kind of backwards, you know. One of the things I want to speak about as far as stuff going on in our community is these kids nowadays. I have four kids myself. And I'm seeing them go through their struggles in life. One thing is that if we don't get our children off the streets, the streets are going to take our kids. You know, and that's the bottom line. And a lot of it has to do with us as parents, you know, because all our kids have seen us doing is abusing alcohol and drugs, or being in domestic situations with our spouses, and, you know, we're not taking time to really educate our children anymore, you know, and we're leaving it up to our schools to educate our children. And in my opinion, I believe that a lot of schools nowadays aren't doing anything but preparing our children to be incarcerated. You know, I remember when I was going to elementary school and high school, there was no police presence in the school. You didn't have to go through metal detectors and all the crazy stuff they got them doing now. You know, and if you look at the inside of these schools with these metal detectors and the presence of the police being there, that's how it is being incarcerated, you know, when you go into prison. So we got to start. Stop leaving it totally up to our schools and our teachers to educate our children.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
very
well.
Hey, man, I'm just calling you from wonderful Miami, Florida, and just want to let you know I have the president of the Buffalo, New York chapter is going to be calling in a few minutes to update you on what's going on in New York. We're going to be representing the National Mad Dads from Minnesota and New York, so we're excited about that. So, Gil, I'll be calling you back the next time I call in. We'll be talking with the president from the Buffalo, New York chapter, Matt, of Mad Dads.
Oh, that'd be a good thing, BJ. I mean, I'm glad that we're starting to, you know, spread our wings here on this program, because, you know, I mean, this is going to be a powerful meeting, you know.
Yes, sir. That's wonderful.
We're doing a lot of powerful and innovative things here in the Mad Dads here in Minneapolis, you know. And I know that up under the professional tutorism of yourself, that, you know, we're gonna let Penn expand this growth that we have.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna let Penn take it all over the world.
Yes, sir.
And that's
so
gonna
be
a
calling
good thing,
in
like Mr. Lucas said. We got to be the ones to educate our children.
Absolutely.
You know, we
so
got the ones that got to be the walking living example. Said sacrifice your body as a living example. You know? And
absolutely.
That's what we have to be. We have to be living examples for our children.
So he'll be calling in just a few minutes. So I'll get back with you, Gil, Brother Gil. God bless you, man. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Bring me some of them oranges, man. Okay. So, Ms. Lucas, again, like I was saying, that It's a powerful thing when a parent becomes involved in a child's life, you know.
Yeah.
And like you said about that prison mentality that they have our kids in these buildings and stuff, man, you know. But you know, we got to also think about security too, because a lot of crazy stuff out there, man. You know, we got kids bringing guns to school. We got people, parents attacking teachers. You know, we've got vandalism in our schools and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got kids being abducted, man, saying up under domestic arguments and stuff like this and stuff. So a security presence, it has to be in for the protection of a kid. So I understand that part of it, you know. But like you said, we got to still be responsive. So hello, caller.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Man, this is Dwayne. I'm doing fine, man. This is Dwayne Ferguson from Buffalo, President CEO, man. There's the Greater Buffalo. I'm down here in Miami with my man BJ.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. Y'all down there enjoying that sun, huh?
Yeah, we're down here trying to get some sun, man. Put some sun on top of my head, man, you know, and warm it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is real talk. Am I right?
This is real talk radio today. This is real talk radio too.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking. I'm calling on talking about some real talk. What's going on down there, man? What's happening?
Well, right now, you know, Sam, we're in the middle of a gang epidemic. You know, we got kids acting very foolishly about territorial disputes, and we're trying to lamp in do some interventive, intervention type counselorship with them. You know, we're trying to get out there in the parks and stuff, and let them understand. You know that. You know, these babies have a chance, you know, need a chance for to get out the house and be cooped up all winter time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then, you know,
we're trying to get them to realize, man, you know what I'm saying, that the things that they're fighting for and stuff is saying has no relevance to anybody but themselves.
Right. But do you know where it starts at? It starts at from the men. The men got to stand up in the community, man. And if you're talking about real men, real talk, the men got to be the head and not the tail. And that's where it starts from. And when the men start to start up and do what needs to be done, then everybody has to stand up and do what needs to be done. The women have done what they're supposed to have done, but the men have got to come out. That's why you got real talk, you got to have real men.
And that's so true. That's so true. So up in Buffalo, have y'all experiencing this upheaval in youth violence?
Yeah, we got a lot going on up in Buffalo and the youth violence and everything, but how we do things, we come together. We do street patrol on Fridays and Saturday nights, and we do street patrol every one day through the week. We have to get out and walk the streets, man, and talk to the kids and pray with the kids right there where they are. We gotta bring it right to them. We gotta meet them right where they are in their hood and in spots where they hang out. So we meet them in the park. We meet them right on the corner. We meet them right where they do their thing. So that's what we do, man. So you know, we get out and we pray with them, man, and we pray for them, and we ask them, what do you want us to pray for? And we ask them, what are your weaknesses and what your strength is? And that's what we work on with it, man. We do a follow-up piece behind all that.
Okay. So, like, that's the same type of innovative, activities that we do here up in Minneapolis with the Mad Dads, you know.
That's
we have a
right.
phrase that when real men stand up, boys sit down.
That's
and,
right. That's right.
We found that
right.
to be so true. Because, you know, a boy won't raise his own child, you know what I'm saying? But a man will raise his and somebody else's, you know?
That's right.
So we have to be living examples, you know?
And my brother. Right.
Hey,
and we have to teach our brothers, even though they're not raising their your own sons. I am my brother's keeper, okay?
That's right.
That's my motive I have at home. I am my brother's keeper, so we got to raise each other's our sons and daughters, man, whether they are or not, man, our nieces, our nephews, because many of our brothers are incarcerated, and we have to learn that I am my brother's keeper, and we have to teach our young men, you know, even though you might plant a seed, it's still your seed to take care of your baby, whether you're with your baby's mom or not, and that's the problem we have with some of our young men, because they want to plant seeds all over and don't want to take care of their own babies. But the most important thing is we have to teach them, whether you're with your baby's mom or not, you still got to take care of your own seed. Your own son,
that's,
your own daughter, no matter what the situation is. And that's real talk, and that's real men standing up to do what we need to do in our own community, man.
That's right, man. You said men organize teams, you know what I'm saying? Boys stack up, you know?
That's right.
So what we
that's
do
right.
what we do up here, you know what I'm saying, we try to organize you know, collective, you know, understanding between men in the community of things that must be done.
Not the things that
we want to do. We got to do the things that must be done in our community. And what, one of the things that must be done in our community and stuff is open up a line of communication with these young boys that are in the community. You know, because we emphasize education. You know, we emphasize, you know, that education will take you to places that you never thought you would be able to achieve, you know.
That's
because
right.
we know, like when we talk to these kids now, you know, everybody wants to be a rapper, you know. And we ask these kids, why is that? You know what I'm saying? They think of being a rapper is easy. They think that you just pick up the pen, put some words down on a piece of paper, and then everybody's going to be receptive to what you're saying. And we try to tell them and stuff and say it's an educational process that goes along with that, that those rappers are educated men.
Right, but you know what I tell them? Instead of writing, instead of always singing and dancing and doing all the music, be the ones that are writing and producing and arranging. They're the ones that make all the money, because it could take any brother, any sister to read and write a song or sing a song. But the ones that are making the money is the ones that are arranging, producing, and writing the song. The ones that are singing them ain't the ones that are always making the money, because they ain't the ones that's writing them. And they have to understand the difference in between, you know, quality and quantity. You know what I'm saying? They
Amen.
Gotta understand that. You gotta understand.
That's
that.
Right.
So you know what I say to the men in Minneapolis is to stand up and be real. Do what you can do. Do what, you know, whatever God put you in, what lane He put you in. Stay in that lane. Don't veer to the left or veer to the right. Just stay straight ahead. That's how we miss our blessings. We always looking to the left and looking to the right, not looking right in front of us. So that's what I tell men: stay in your lane. Whatever God gave you to do, just do it. Do the best you can with what you do, and that's it.
That's right. You're saying, like, I understand exactly what you're saying about that, because, like, that is one of the most biggest stumbling blocks, you know, in our relationship with our community out there, is that people don't understand their lanes.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and that was very well put there, you know, because, like, we have DJ Smith up here in Minneapolis, and he has a knowledge of his past because, you know, like, he was out there in them streets, too. You know,
right,
but he has
an
understanding of the present, and he has a vision of the future, you know?
What I say about VJ come from the community. He come from the hood. He know what goes on. He know what's happening. He know what's down. So he can relate to the problems of our young men and young ladies in the street. And, you know, he know when they hungry, he know how to feed them. When they thirsty, he know how to give them something to drink. When they need clothes, he know how to clothe them. You know, when they need shoes on their feet, he know how to put some shoes on their feet. So he come from the hood. Everybody don't come from the hood to understand what the hood is really about and how our kids are suffering. You understand what I'm saying? So you know what? It takes somebody that comes from the hood, that live in the hood, that ain't moved out the hood, that's still in the hood, to come back to the hood, to take care of the hood like it's supposed to be done. And that's what the problem with a lot of our men, they don't got their degree, they don't got their associate degree, their bachelor's, their MBA and all that. They moved out of the hood and forgot about where they come from and scared to come back because they're scared of our kids. And when the kids are their nieces and their nephews and even some of their own sons and daughters, they're doing some of the damage in the community. And the problem is they're scared of that because they created a vehicle, but they ain't driving the vehicle no more. You know what I'm saying? They created a vehicle,
that's
but they're not driving it no more. But they're letting the young kids drive it, and they don't have driver license to drive the vehicle. They don't know how to drive.
That's right. You know, and that's just so true.
Yep.
You know, that's just so true.
Yep. So that's how
because
we do
like
it in Buffalo. We do the same thing in Buffalo. We go out and we do street patrol. You know, my thing is I kick it with our brothers and I kick it with our people. I'm back in the Buffalo. My thing is I do what God put on my heart for me to do. And that's the street patrol thing. We go out and we minister to them. We hang out with them. We meet them at the liquor store. We pray with them. And that's what it's about. Prayer. Through prayer, there's power. Because it ain't a whole lot of room for talking all the time. Through prayer, there's power. So we got whatever God gives a vision for each man, that's what he got to do. And that's what you need to do to make it really work in your community or your background or wherever you live at. You do what you got to do. And then when it's time for all of us to come together and make it happen, it's going to happen. And that's what you got to do. You know, my thing is always I. It ain't about me. Allow yourself to decrease. God can increase in your life to make it work.
That's right. He will do that. You know?
He'll do that, man. And we got to quit leaning on man and lean on God to do what we got to do. We live in our last days, man. So we got to lean on God to do the work we got to do, man. And he gonna put us out there to do what we got to do to make it work. Each of us got talents, and we got to use our talents and what he give us. Don't overstep our bounds. Don't bury our bounds. Let's just make it happen. Do what you got to do to make it happen. Everybody don't want to be saved. And everybody ain't going to be saved. So the ones that want to be saved and want to eat and want to get and thirsty, they're the ones we got to serve. And the ones that want to, they'll come. If they don't, there is a heaven and there is a hell. And I don't have a heaven or a hell to put none of them in, but I ain't going to hell for nobody.
That's right. That's real talk right there.
I ain't going to hell for nobody. But I know there's a heaven and there's a hell. There is a heaven and there's a hell, so you need to let them know the real deal. There's a heaven and there's a hell. I am my brother's keeper, but I ain't going to hell for nobody.
That's right. That's
right,
right.
Brother.
That's right. You know, that's
all
why
right.
You know that we're up here in Minneapolis, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? We know
yeah.
we're very, you know, stringent on
yeah.
On doing the right thing, you know?
Right.
We've
right.
got
right.
to lay up here and let these kids understand that we got principles, we got morals, we got integrity that must
right.
be maintained at all times. In
right,
order to
right.
bring about this positive recollection back off into our community, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we just appreciate, man, you know what I'm saying, that you took time out to call us today.
Yeah, man,
we
yeah,
appreciate
yeah.
the fact that you're sharing with us.
Yeah, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate my big brother, VJ Smith. And we here in Miami, and we're gonna come down here and do what we got to do for Mad Dash of Greater Buffalo and Mad Dash of Indianapolis. We're gonna do what we got to do, man. So we're gonna stand up and do what God's called us to do, and we're gonna do what we got to do. When one or two or three are called by His name and gather together in His name, in the midst of it, make anything happen. So you know, I just appreciate you, and I appreciate my big brother. Shout out to the Mad Dash down that way, and just tell everybody, said we love them, man, and we're gonna be real. No matter how bad it looks or how real it is, we're going to stay real. We're going to stay firm and stay steady on his trail, the way we're supposed to do, man. I love
so,
you, man. Be
so
strong.
How do we maintain contact with you brothers down there in Buffalo?
All you got to do is call me. VJ got my number. You got my number. We can call. I can talk on the radio any given time. Just got to call me and let me know. We can stay in contact. We can do something once a week or once a month, you know, about what's
okay.
going on and what's happening, okay?
Okay.
I'm just gonna keep it real, you know. I'm gonna keep it like a polo. Just keep it moving.
That's right.
you know what I'm saying? It can't ride
okay.
the horse if you don't saddle it up, right?
That's right. So,
all
right,
Bobby. Just call me, man. You got my number. My number right here. And VJ got my number. We stay in touch all the time. That's my big brother. So we're working on some stuff together. We're gonna make it happen.
Okay.
All right, man. We're going back to the White House before Obama get out. We're just letting you know that. Okay.
That's right.
All right, just letting you know. Before Obama
amen.
Leave,
amen.
Before Obama
amen.
Leave, Mad Dad of National is going back to the White House like we got there the first time. You know?
That's right.
All right. We're gonna take some of them young brothers that think they high headed, but they ain't really high headed. They've gotta be talked to, not talked at.
That's right.
No?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So we're gonna raise the real men. Real men do real things, but on that we're gonna be the head, not the tail no more. Ain't just time out for the tail. I ain't chasing no tails no more. Them days over with. I'm the head. I'm a king and I'm a prince.
That's right.
No?
That's
no.
right.
We gotta raise our young black men and let them know they're kings and they're prince, man. God put you on this earth for a purpose. And ain't to be no drug dealer, ain't to be no robber, ain't to be nobody out here knocking nobody in the head, taking stuff from their mamas and daddies. Come on, man. He put you on this earth for a reason. When they find out what their purpose is on earth, then we could begin the process of doing what we got to do to raise them up to be the head, not the tail, man. That's what it's about.
Amen.
All right. So let me go and drink. I got to go and get me some cooling water, okay?
All right. Y'all go out there and y'all do what y'all do. And y'all have a wonderful time down there. And y'all stay blessed.
Yeah, we're going. Y'all stay blessed. We're going to drink some of this Mad Dad's water, okay?
Okay.
Be blessed, bro. Love y'all, man.
All
bye-bye.
Right, y'all.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah so, Ms. Luke, how did you like that?
I think it was very empowering, you know. One of the things that really caught what he said, and I'm a true believer in this, too, is it's just hard for one to know where he's going if he doesn't know where he's at or where he's been.
That's right.
You know, and that's what that's what I was talking about as far as educating our children. You know, we got to let them know that they are kids. You know, they're more than, you know, than having to be drug dealers or gang bangers, you know. That we come from a land where we was kings, where we ruled whole tribes.
That's right.
You know, where we ruled, where we wore the finest gold and things like that of that nature, you know. And once a person know, you know, they own worth, you know, they can stand up and be courageous and, you know, stop doing the things that they're doing to tear down our communities.
That's right.
You know, I want to share, you know, one of the things he talked about, you know, as far as being a man. And so, you know, I want to read this piece, and it defines the difference between a man and a boy. And this is this comes from the words of Martin Luther King. And it say, boys are students and men are teachers. Boys are consumers, men are producers. Boys play with toys, men work with tools. Boys break things and men make things. Boys ask questions, men give answers. Boys are disruptive, men bring order. Boys run in gangs, men organize teams. Boys shack up, men get married. Boys make babies, men raise children. A boy won't raise his own children. A man will raise his and somebody else's. Boys invent excuses for failure. Men produce strategies for success. Boys look for somebody to take care of them. Men look for somebody to take care of. Boys are present-centered. Men are time-balanced, having knowledge of the past and understanding of the present and a vision for the future. Boys seek popularity. Men demand respect. Boys are up on the latest. Men are down with the greatest.
That's right. And that's how it is, man. We got to understand today, you know what I'm saying, that as men, we have to be responsible. We have to be the leaders in this charge against this cultural change that must take place in our communities. You know, and a lot of people will argue, and a lot of people will lay up here and want to object, but a lot of sacrifices has got to be made. And these sacrifices have not got to be made on a materialistical basis. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be made on a time. You've got to put time off into the cultivation and the reconstruction of our communities. We've got to put time into that because it took time for it to lay up here and deteriorate into the conditions in which it's an end. And here at Mad Dads in Minneapolis, I think that we're doing a great job in bringing this ideology and this movement to the masses because we're doing it on a grassroots level where everybody can understand and participate, you know? See, because, like, if you articulate a situation to the point where you just took it off of the intellect of the masses, then they don't understand where you're coming from. See, these kids are talking a language that they've created. And they've created this language out of laziness, you know, because there was that one phrase, don't work hard, work smart.
Right.
What I'm saying that we got to work hard and smart, you know, that we can't lay up here and skip corners. We can't lay up here and make excuses. We can't lay up here and accept excuses for the work that must be done in our communities. You know, we got to restructure our families. We've got to live here and re-empower our children to the realities that they can do anything they want to do. All they got to do is have the presence of conviction. That they can live here, you know what I'm saying, and come up with the ideas and execute those ideas in the positive. Going to school. They got to live here and get faith back off them too. The institutions that have made make our community strong, because we had a lot, like the brother said, that we had a lot of educated people coming about our community. But once they get this education, they get these vocations, and they get this innovative type spirits and stuff, what they do is they try to sell it to the highest bidder. They take it out of the community, They're scared to come back into the community and stuff and implant their ideas because they're scared of the people in the community. You know what I'm saying?
That's one thing I respect about and admire about not only VJ but the entire Mad Dad team is y'all is not afraid to confront these people who are out here destroying our communities, you know? And that's where it comes first, you know? You got to confront those situations, man, you know? And we got to be voices, you know, for all of us who's trying to stand up against these things that plague our communities. We have to be voices in our communities. We can't be afraid to confront these people.
That's right, Lucas. I mean, you're definitely right about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it takes courage, man. You know what I'm saying? And like, and I'm not, I don't want to live here, you know, and get to saying that, you know, that the Mad Dads is confrontational to the extent of just being, you know, arrogant. Because it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've got to stand firm in the face of unrighteousness. You got to stand firm in the face, man, of criminal activities, you know, because we know from experience the devastation of criminal activity. And we understand, you know what I'm saying, firsthand the horror of gang association and affiliations and stuff, you know what I'm saying, because of the consequences of their behavior always pours out on the community. Community always become, like they say in New York City, live-in hostages. You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to participate or we're going to live here and dominate. No, man, we can't live here and be fooled by that type of consciousness and that type of thinking anymore. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people now, man, saying, say, if you're not bothering me, I don't care. It's not affecting me. That's wrong. You know? We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, the structures and the safeties and the continuations and stuff, you're saying, of our seeds. You know what I'm saying? We have children that have a right to a future. You know what I'm saying? A future that's free of violence, a future that's free of drugs, a future that's free of the contaminants that have been plaguing our communities for so long. Because, you know, we have grandparents, great grandparents, that spent a lot of time to get and a lot of sacrifices to get us at the present state that we are right now. We got a black president here in the United States. You know, I mean, at one time I used to always hear my daddy say, you know what I'm saying, a black man ever going to amount to nothing in this country. You know, and that's the way, that type of thinking is the things that's got us in the position that we're in right now. You know, so again, this is Blog Talk Radio. And we're at 347-215-9262. And we're just talking real talk, real ideas that's affecting our community. And if you got something to say, we'd love to hear you say it. You know, we're trying to make connections with the community. We're trying to live up here and get people to come out. We have a volunteer class every Thursday at 4 o'clock at 3026 4th Avenue South. And this is a volunteer organization that it teaches you how to live here and be heard in your community, how to be effective, how to empower yourself in order to empower your community, how to live here and work with other people who think the way that you think, who can live here and get things done. Now, we have another person on this line. And hello, caller.
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing today?
651.
Yeah, I thought I was just listening.
Oh,
how you
yeah.
doing, man?
how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm calling from St. Paul. I'm in Minneapolis. My name is Jeff Grohl. I don't know what your topic is, but
Is a real talk. Is anything that's affect you that you might want to speak up on today?
Okay. Well, my wife and I just wrote a book. Called
Amen.
A Black Parent's Memoir, Raising Young Black Boys.
And okay, now can you repeat that title again?
A Black Parent Memoir, Volume 1.
Black Parent Raising, Memoir.
Yes, Raising Young Black Boys.
Raising Young Black Boys.
We interviewed 30 different parents from the Twin Cities and around the country, and we talked about, I have a youth program called the REEK program, Reach, Educate, Evolve. Yes, Reach, Educate, Evolve Knowledge. And we use those questions to the interviewees to find out, how did you reach your young black men? How did you educate them? How did they evolve? And can you share your knowledge in raising a young black male? And we've been doing a lot of different things on the radio and television here in Minnesota.
Okay. So are you asking me what my opinion is on how to raise and teach a young black boy?
Yes, I would ask you that question if you're a parent, yes.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the most primal instructions that we must teach our children is that, for one, I think we got to start teaching our children before they go to a nursery school. We got to start teaching them how to say yes, sir, and no, sir. You know what I'm saying? We got to have them teach them how to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. We got to lay up here and teach our children the responsibilities and stuff of honoring authority.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And how to lay up here and identify authority. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the primal lessons that we got to teach our children and stuff is saying is how to be respectful.
Right.
How to be
right.
respectful of adults. How to be mm-hmm. respectful for authoritative figures.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
how to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and express themselves.
Right.
You know,
I agree with you 100%. Before I let you go, I wanted to see if you could write down our website so you can see what we're doing.
Yes, sir. Put it down there. Write this book.
It's www.theblackparentgroup.com. All one word.
Right.
Yep.
You said
group.
The or the?
T-H-E.
Oh, okay.
TheBlackParentGroup.com. And it has our bios. It has everything that we're doing here in the Twin Cities. And we have parenting workshops every Monday at Washington Tech High School in St. Paul for parents. And we just done a two-part series on Waiting for Superman the last 2 weeks and had discussion with it.
Sir, if you don't mind, would you just take a couple minutes and discuss your book?
Yes. My book, The Black Parent Memoir, was basically, it evolved from a conversation my wife and I had last summer on the murders and the killings here in Minneapolis. It was over 30 plus at the time. And I talked to her, I told her it's very senseless and very unnecessary for all these killings. And at that point, she said, well, let's do something about it. One of the things we done was we looked at, everybody wants to talk to the youth. But we made the decision that we need to talk to the parents. Because in order to get to the youth, you know, we need to help the parents understand that they have a vital role in their young people's lives.
Yes, sir.
And so that's how we came up with the concept of the Black Parent Memoir. And the book evolved from there, and it just took off. It was just one of those things where when you put something before a guy, he and his hand is on it, no man can take his hands off from it.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Do we have another caller? 763. Hello, caller.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Brother Gil? This is Brandon. How you doing today, man?
Hey, Brandon, how you doing? Hey, Brandon, did you hear the our last caller?
No, I just came on, man. I've been dealing with migraines all day, so I just called in. And I wanted
okay.
to see what just wanted to check in and see what we was talking about today. So
we just got you know, like, you know, you was with me last week, and we just having an open air conversation and stuff, just saying about the basic things that are of concern to you and to the public, period. You know. So we're doing another
yeah.
real talk too.
Okay.
And
real
you know,
talk,
that's what we
I like that. Yeah. I mean, just you know, you got the summer coming up. It's hot, you know, and people gonna be acting crazy out this summer. And you know, we just need to keep our heads on straight, think positive, and those out there that are struggling and need help, you know, with anything, man. You know, we just need to show that helping hand, you know. And not take advantage of people and, you know, make sure that, like I said, the people that's out there that needs help, we find the right resources to get them back on track in life, man, because life is too short and people dying at a young age and, you know, just people losing people over senseless reasons.
And, yeah, see, I know you to be a young father. I know
yes,
you with a beautiful young son, and I called her. I think he's still on the air, and he said he has the Black Pants memoir book, and he said him and his wife came up with.
Hold on, they're talking.
Yeah, he said him and his wife. Did you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. He said that him and his wife came up with a topic matter about producing this book. They wrote this book, the Black Parents Memoir. And and one of the things that he said that he was trying to address was the parents of the children. He said everybody wants to talk to the kids. He says, but he wants to address his message to the parents.
Yeah, I like
as
that.
A parent, I know as a positive young parent, what are some of the things that you think that you could share with our listeners?
Well, as a positive young parent, man, I just make sure that I give my son the right nurturing that he needs, show him that love when he's, you know, when he's in his little temper tantrum moods. Don't be aggressive with him. You know, you can't get mad at the kid. They don't, you know, they know right from wrong, but they're kids. They're going to get into stuff. And I think some people, you know, some parents might take it to an extent because they're stressed out. They're having a hard day. They're single parents. Then they take, you know, they take it to another level. You know, that might cause a kid to be rebellious as they get older, you know, and start having, you know, they have a harder time in school, have a harder time adapting to the social life. Because their, you know, their family life is not together.
So being
a parent, and my, you know, my son being as young as he is, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be that father figure. See, I never had a father figure in my life, so this is all new to me. But I do know that when my mom raised me, she didn't raise me up in a violent home. No, not a dysfunctional home, you know. She raised me all on her own, and it was hard. But I didn't put that stress on my mom. I knew that times was hard, so
okay.
It was kind of like I didn't have no choice.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't going to be out there on the street saying, well, since I can't get this or get that from my mom, let me just go hustle. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to make my money, and that's what life's all about, you know.
Okay. So call him. From the what's that? What number is that? That 651.
Yes, sir.
So what could you share with Brandon?
I'm sorry, I was at work. I heard him talk about him and his relationship with his father, not having a father in his relationship.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive, man. When, you know, as I was growing up, I tried to build that relationship back up with him, but, you know, it was always, well, why don't you talk to your sisters or your brothers that's on his side of the family? Well, I, you know, growing up, I didn't have that connection, that bond. So how are you just going to throw me under the bus and say, well, you don't talk to your sisters? So, you know, he singles me out. And that's okay, you know, because he was never in my life, so I got over it. You know, I let go of those resentments.
But do you want him in your life? Do you have a desire to have him in your life?
Do I desire to have him in my life?
Mm-hmm.
I try. I mean, the desire is gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm moving on.
Right. So here's the thing, brother. If you've done everything imaginable and with whole heart and sincereness about it, then you've done your part. You know, it's just like when I talk to the young people I work with, you can't force nobody to do something if they don't want to do it.
Right. Right.
So that's
what
I would
like, and I felt like my dad would try to force me into trying to put the relationships in with my other family members on his side, which I don't know him like that. But it's funny because I just met a gentleman a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about that we were from Ohio, and he's like, well, who's your father? Who's your, you know, what's your family members? And I told him, and he was like, get out of here. I said, yep. He said, really? And every time that people would ask me that, they say, you know what, matter of fact, you look just like your father. Mm. But my father never claimed me growing up, so people never knew he had another son. You know what I'm saying?
So you know, one of the things, it's funny, the gentleman, I don't know his name, it's the host, but he mentioned about our book. In our book, we have entities in the book, members who had struggles in within the family, but when we interviewed them, it broke down barriers. It broke down walls. So our book is a healing process. It was an mm-hmm. opportunity for family members to be healed. And I think that's what's important, you know, because once, you know, I had some cousins who said, man, I wish we would have been able to be involved in our family life, but because of the situation with their mom who's passed away and everybody came and rallied behind them, they're like, man, I said, what y'all missed out on was love.
Right.
You know, so with the Black Parent Memoir, we had families in there who had struggles. But because we was able to interview them and talk with them, they were able to go back and talk amongst themselves and come up with and be able to be healed.
Okay. And I think that is so important, Carla, what you just said, that, you know, we have a lot of hurt and we have mm-hmm. a lot of disconnected families out there.
Right.
We have
right.
We have children that's walking past their fathers every day
right.
on their way to school. You know what I'm saying?
And they might not know
kids.
That either.
Yeah, and they might not even know that, man. You know what I'm saying? And you're right, Brandon. You know, and I like what the caller said about, you know, that healing process. Sometimes it might take a stronger voice, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
or a more compassionate voice to get you to lay up here and heal that, you know, to heal that hurt that's in your heart in order
yeah.
to open up those lines of communication, you know,
mm-hmm.
that when he asked you, well, you know, did you want it? Did you try everything? You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And, and I think in human nature and stuff, he's saying, like he said, like the caller from Baltimore, wasn't that? No, he's from Buffalo, New York. And he said,
uh-huh.
the Mad Dad Man from Buffalo, New York. And he said that, you know, that if you know, we got to stay in our lane. We've got to understand what God wants from us. You know what I'm saying? And he wants compassion from
right.
us. He don't want sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? It's about getting out there and be active members in our community and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Being, you know, being on hand healers. You know, we've got to go out there and touch these kids and let these kids understand. You know what I'm saying? That is love. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? And that love that we got to express to these kids is that we've got to start healing through forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like and what you said about you and your wife coming up with that book, I think that book is going to be a very successful.
Thank you, man.
Especially if it's being promoted in the right, in the right avenues.
Yeah.
And you know, like we know, like we, you know, you're in St. Paul, and we're right here in Minneapolis. You know.
Okay.
We're located
okay.
right here on 3026 4th Avenue South, right here in South Minneapolis. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're through the Mad Dads and Urban Ventures connections and stuff that we have a meeting every Tuesday night from 5 to 7. So why don't you come down one day, you know what I'm saying, and do a presentation on your book and share
okay.
it, because we have a support group, you know what I'm saying, made up of men and women, you know, of the community and stuff, you know what I'm saying, some just getting out of prison, some being out of prison, a lot of single mothers, a lot of single fathers, and man, maybe they need to hear what you got to say.
Okay, so who would I have to contact in order to make that happen?
You can contact the Minneapolis Mad Dad, or you can contact John Turnipseed. You can contact VJ Smith, and the number that you'd have to call would be right here, the 612-455-4674, or you can call the Minneapolis Mad Dad. And that is 612-882-0802.
Okay, give me that number again.
It's
612-882-0802.
0802. Okay. Or you can call John, or you can call Jack Sproler. Now he's at the Urban Vintage. You know, this is what we throw the meeting at. And it's
okay.
At 612-455-4674.
Okay. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
So, you know, I mean, this is what we're talking about. This is that.
Okay.
I mean, this is a needed topic that should be explained, that should be expressed, that should be shared amongst all us working in the same field.
Right.
You know, because, like, I mean, we're all saying the same thing. Like you said, you know, you want to talk to the parents.
Right.
We're already in the process of talking to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I think that together we have kids and parents, because a lot of the
right.
parents bring their children with them.
Right.
You know, so, you know, what we're trying to do, you know what I'm saying, we're trying to, you know, bridge that generational communicative gap.
That's true.
That we have with our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of the the things that you said about that reach, you said reach, education, evolve, and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Those are the type of ideal and those conceptual seeds that we've got to start planting off in these other non-profit organizations that's out here working inside of the community, you know?
Right.
And we need to be on one accord when we talk to the parents and one accord when we talk to the children.
That's real talk.
So I would encourage you, man, I mean, mightily, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to pray that the God puts it upon your heart for you to make that phone call, for you to make that connection, for you to come and you talk to people, you know what I'm saying? Because,
okay.
like, I know my man Brandon, like I said, he's a beautiful brother. He's got a brand-new baby, and I know he would love to live, you know what I'm saying, and just be able to share what knowledge that you have that you can bring to his situation.
I definitely will. And, Brandon, we have a website called it's www.theblackparentgroup.com, and it has everything that my wife and I are doing here in the Twin Cities. And check it out, man. It's got all our information on there. And I just really appreciate Mad Dad Blog for giving me the opportunity to have a voice to speak today. And blessings be with you all as well, man.
Appreciate you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. And remember,
all
we
right.
got Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
and,
One of your Mad Dad brothers, Pedro Bustamante,
okay.
he gave me the number and told me I needed to call you guys. I'm very, very happy that he did because, you know, I was getting ready to go eat me some lunch. But I've been scared with this conversation, so it's all good.
All good, brother. You enjoy your lunch, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And count them calories, all right?
I got you, man.
And we're going to put a bigger hands up and a bigger applause to Pedro. We love you, brother. And we have another call on the phone. Call, how you
appreciate
doing?
Appreciate y'all.
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up? I knew you was going to show up. I say, hey, she's going to show up. You know what I'm saying? You got 3 minutes, so let's get at it.
What's the topic? I don't...
The topic is Real Talk Radio 2. You know what I'm saying? We picking
oh,
up when
okay.
we picked up last week.
Well, I was just listening to what he was just saying about kids and parenting, and I think, you know, as far as a mother, you need to be out there with your kids and every day and help them, educate them, guide them through their journey of life, and make sure they're making the right choices.
That's true.
That's what
true.
We have parenting classes every Monday in St. Paul at Washington Tech High School from 7 to 8:30. We
okay.
have childcare, and we have childcare. And we have I just told the host we just had a 2-part series on Waiting for Superman. It was powerful.
Hey man, I bet it would.
So we meet there every Tuesday, every Monday at the Washington Tech High School in the Wellness Center there. They got an African American cultural center there. And it's beautiful, and we don't meet on holidays. If it's a holiday on that Monday, we don't meet. But other than that, we're there.
Hmm.
And did you get our website, theblackparentgroup.com?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you.
Okay.
Keep doing what you're doing, mother.
Yes, I know. It's hard work, but you got to
yep.
do it, right?
That's
right.
You can't give up. Not
no
on your
doubt.
Babies.
Right.
That's right. We can't give up on these babies. All right. Now, remember, I'm on this left here. I want to thank y'all for calling in today. This has been a Blog Talk Radio, a presentation of the Minneapolis Mad Dad with the president and founder of VJ Smith that happens to be in Miami, left there sucking up all that beautiful sun out there.
I wish I was there.
Don't be hating on him. You understand? We're going to just love on him at the same time, right? So we want to just thank everybody that called in today and shared their ideas with us today. And we want you to remember that at 5 o'clock today, which is Tuesday, at 5 o'clock, we have a support group of men and women.
I'll be there.
There's going to be there. On 3026 4th Avenue South. And we encourage everybody, you know,
I'll be
to
there.
Come out and participate. We ask you, everybody, to come out and participate. And we're just going to have a good time trying to solve some of these problems that we're having in our community. And we just want to close out with a prayer. We want to just say, Father, we just want to just thank you and praise your mighty name, the name of Jesus, Father God.
Right.
We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, to heal our land, Father God, to touch the heart of our listeners today, Father God. Touch the heart of our children, our teachers, and our educators, Father God. We ask you to touch the heart of our leaders, Father God. Ask them to make the proper and right and the strong decisions, Father God, that they must make in order to lay up here and rectify the situation we find ourselves in today. And Father God, we ask you to lay up here and continue to pray for all those, I mean to bless all those, Father God, that don't even understand that there's people out there loving on them, Father God. All those people that's in the byways, highways, Father God, we ask you to touch their hearts, Father God, to lead their footsteps, Father God, lead them to someone, Father God, that's going to let them breathe life off of this situation. And we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 For the Gil.
Yes.
Brother Jonah, want to say something. Say, have a good day.
Okay.
Oh,
hey. Amen.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Appreciate it.
I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
All right. Bye.
You ain't get when this show is, man. Then you ain't got no, you don't got no more nothing. They just like get out.
Is that it?
That's it.
Can I hang this?
Huh?
Can I hang this up?
Yeah.